Question number 6. My church teaches that babies do not go to heaven when they die because they are conceived in a sinful world. Therefore, they are born in original sin and cannot enter the presence of God. Is this teaching wrong? Answer. This belief is the reason that some churches baptize infants right away. Roman Catholics teach that they are not certain what happens to babies who die in infancy. They only know that the infant is too young to have committed sin, but also too young to repent and be freed from the original sin of Adam. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 5, "Most assuredly I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Not wanting to take a chance in case the child dies young, they baptize the infant. Baptism is believed to cover the child's original sin until the child reaches the age of accountability, that is, until the child is old enough to understand right and wrong, repentance, and forgiveness. There is a theory in the Roman Catholic Church about what happens to unbaptized infants who die, although the church is not dogmatic about it. This theory might be discussed around the dinner table, but it is hypothesis and not doctrine. The theory is called limbo of the infants, and it is thought to be a state of natural happiness, although the child is still deprived of entering heaven. Theologians debated the fate of unbaptized infants for centuries, even into the Reformation period. As you might expect, the debate led to disagreement. Some said there was an intermediate state for unbaptized infants, while others argued that there is no such thing as an intermediate state between salvation and damnation. Some in the Protestant Reformation argued against an intermediate state and said that unbaptized infants are condemned to eternal damnation in hell. More recently, Catholic speculation stresses the prayerful hope that these infants will attain heaven instead of limbo or some other intermediate state. Some Protestants teach that every person is born totally depraved and that a person cannot be saved unless they are one of the elect who are chosen by God for salvation. They believe that those who are not chosen for salvation do not have the ability or desire to be saved, and thus are capable of doing only evil because they are corrupt by nature. Therefore, babies who are not chosen for salvation and die lost are condemned to eternal damnation. Until I researched answers for this book, I was not aware that people believed anything except that babies enter paradise when they die. I was taught that there is an age at which children are responsible for knowing right from wrong and deciding accordingly, although nobody seems certain of the age, and it likely varies depending on the mental developmental state of each child. If the child dies before reaching an age of accountability, he or she goes to paradise. Biblical proof of the fate of babies is found in the story of the death of King David's son in 2 Samuel 12, verses 15 through 23. David fasted and pleaded with God to spare the baby's life, but instead the child died. When David received word of his son's death, he removed all signs of grief, worshiped the Lord, and said, "Now that he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." David knew that he would be with his son again one day. That verse is the only assurance we need to know that infants are with God when they die. There is a verse in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 16, which is a prophecy about Jesus, the coming Emmanuel, God with us. The verse begins, "For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good." Isaiah is speaking of the coming Messiah and saying that he will have a period of time before he is old enough to know to refuse evil and choose that which is good. This verse tells us that people have free will to choose and that there is an age at which the child becomes accountable for knowing good from evil. Deuteronomy verse 39 of chapter 1 also speaks of little children who have no knowledge of good and evil. An untold number of modern-day believers can give us experiential evidence that deceased children are in paradise. Ronnie Posey saw them there as he revealed in this story. So have many others. In his book, Bound to Lose, Destined to Win, Bishop Earthquake Kelly tells of dying and being in paradise. He saw children there, and God spoke to him and said, "These are children who died from diseases, wars, accidents, murders, and other things that happen to children. Some were stillbirths, and others died from miscarriages. These are all the children that I brought home to be with me. No harm can ever come to them again." After pointing out another group of children, God said, "See those children? I had a plan for their lives. I had things for them to do. But because of the selfishness of sin and the hardness of people's hearts, these children were aborted and sent back to me." It is evident that babies are not victims of the wrath of God. If you have a child who died before or after birth, or before the age of accountability, you can rest assured that your child is in paradise. If you make paradise your destination, you will see your child again.